and welcome to Let's Talk Diz, a show that gives you everything you need to know to help make your Disney vacation as magical as can be in just about 20 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello. With me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services. Sandy, how you doing this week?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're reviewing something today that I get asked all the time. I'm sure as a travel specialist you do. We've done a show on it, but it's changed so much over the course of a number of years. Today's really about travel. It's really about once you get to Orlando, how do you get to your resort?
And you are right. It is still a popular question. There's still some disbelief that Magical Express is no more. And at this time when they discontinued Magical Express, we've been kind of told to stay tuned. I'm still at a loss why Disney hasn't offered it as a paid service, but they haven't. So it leads us to all third-party options, which we've talked about when we, like we said, when we first did the show when Magical Express stopped. But there's just been so much change in what occurs with these things, how they're priced, what's offered, that we thought we'd give you our top five suggestions, some that we are definitely much bigger fans of than others.
Well, and you know, the thing that I mentioned constantly was a term that Disney had coined a number of years ago when things like the Magical Express were a big part of their business plan. And it's the term travel friction, right? They had tried to eliminate all sorts of friction as far as the things that make traveling complicated, which is why the Magical Express was so popular. But that travel friction, let's be honest, it just exists right now. It's the type of thing where that's not the model that Disney has chosen to go forward with. So it is something that we still deal with.
It is, and it surprises me. And I'll say that I'm fortunate that I don't consider myself victim to that pretty often. But that's because I am frequently by myself or on an adults-only trip. Well, I enjoyed Magical Express. The best people for Magical Express were families.
Yeah.
People who had the extra luggage and the strollers and the bag delivery made all the difference. And to just get there, get on, not worry about booster seats and car seats and all of those things. So it's definitely our families that feel the friction with any of these options more than anything else. And it's part of how we factor in what's our top choice and what's our bottom choice.
Well, so let's jump right into it. Let's go from our top five. We're going to start with number five, which has its roots really in that Magical Express experience that we knew.
And that is true. And I'm going to give you a little bit of background there for everybody. So my number five, my least recommended option, is what is now called Mears, Driven by Sunshine. Mears is the company that Disney subcontracted to. They ran those Magical Express buses. They were always run by this third party. And it's why, honestly, when Magical Express stopped, I really thought Mears would be the primary source and everybody would use it. But we saw two things happen. We saw Mears couldn't handle the traffic and the routing right away. They seem to have lost the technology for it that I've learned belonged to Disney. And the second thing that happened was a huge amount of competition literally sprung up from nowhere. And one of the options that had come up that we actually recommended in our first episode about it was called Sunshine Flyer.
Right.
Real kitschy. You know, the buses were, they had those special wraps on it. They looked like trains. The driver wore a train cap. They gave the kids train caps. It sounded like a great idea. But I think what ended up happening was too much competition really divided people. And the reason that what is now Mears Driven by Sunshine, the merger of Mears and Sunshine Flyer, is my least recommended option is because it is a large bus with shared service. One of the other things that's popped up since our last show that, again, kind of drags this down for me is the opening of the new Terminal C in Orlando. And I always thought it was funny that they had an A and B because they're really one big building.
Right.
But Terminal C is out on its own. So if you're coming and going from A and B, depending on your transportation, you might have to take their long train over or their bigger monorail from C over to A, or Mears and Driven by Sunshine now many hours of the day is stopping at Terminal C. Great for those of you coming into Terminal C. Not so great for those of you coming into A and B, because it's one more stop. It means it's stopping at another terminal, and then it's stopping at multiple resorts. And like I always say to people, it's not like when you're driving home and you all jump out of your car and everybody can be out of the car in 2 minutes and inside the house. When they're stopping at the resort, the driver's shutting the bus off, getting off, opening the underneath, pulling out luggage. Every stop is going to be 4 to 8 or 9 minutes. So especially if you've got little ones and it's the end of the day, this is not an ideal option. Also, if you've got an early morning flight, it's not my top option, because they will pick you up 3 to 3 1/4 hours prior to departure. There are two big benefits to this option. Number one is price. It's $16 an adult and $13 a child each way. And number two is that buses don't require car seats. So if you have little ones and you're comfortable with them in a seat or on your lap, that is allowed under Florida law. But again, Mirrors Driven by Sunshine comes in at number five, between the number of stops, the time to get places, and the occasional, oops, we forgot to make a stop and pick people up.
That has happened. I agree, that has happened. All right, number four.
Rental cars. People are quick to try and grab a rental car. They think it's going to be quick and easy. But I personally don't suggest it unless you need it. And if you're not leaving Disney property, you won't need it. For some reason, some wonderful executives at several of the car companies, including what used to be my top recommendation that I will no longer rent from, Dollar Rental Car, decided to eliminate their express line. And the express meant if you were registered with the car company in advance, you just went right out to the parking lot and picked up your car. You can still do that with National and Hertz, but most of the others now require that you wait in line. I'm not sure who they think that's convenient for. Certainly not me. The first flight that I got to Orlando and Dollar Express was gone. I've seen their line before. It was a 40-minute wait. That wait isn't so great for me or anybody else. You're going to have tolls, you're going to have gas, you're going to have to make that stop for gas to return the car full. And again, if you have little ones, you're going to need to get car seats. So again, this is bottom of our list, but it works for some people. If you're planning to maybe head over to Universal, it might be worth it to you, or if you're going places off Disney property. But if you're getting it just to get around property, I'm going to recommend that even if you get a rental car, leave it parked at your resort. There's absolutely no reason to take it all over property with you.
All right. Those, in my opinion, those are the two that I think people assume are one and two. If I'm being honest with you, just right off the bat, right? Those are the two things that I think people are quick to jump to. You mentioned that about the rental car. I think it's the same thing about the mirror service, because they're familiar with it if they were Disney travelers. Where do you go with number three?
Number three, I had trouble figuring out where to put this one. I'll be honest. It's somewhere between number one and number five, the more I looked at the list.
Yeah.
It's Disney's minivan service. And probably the only reason that I would make it number one is it begins your vacation with that magical experience.
Sure.
Minivans, if you're not familiar with them, are kind of like Disney's version of Uber. But the nice thing about it is you have a Disney train driver. You have that car that's red with white polka dots. It comes with a car seat that you know has been cleaned daily and installed correctly. Lots of space for luggage in it. They will meet you at the terminal, pick you up, and take you direct to your resort. There is no sharing of minivans. What puts it not at the top of my list is cost. I look at cost and I look at time. Minivans are $199 plus gratuity each way. So great experience, not the best for your wallet.
No, especially not when you juxtapose it with what we said about the mirrors driven by sunshine cost. It's not close.
It's not close, but I'm going to give you some closer options that work well.
Okay.
Number two. I am a big fan of Uber and Lyft, but again, everybody needs to have their own comfort level. If you've not used them before and you're not comfortable with that individual person driver, this one isn't for you. But I typically find this to be the best cost option that is the quickest. Depending how many are in your party, it's going to price pretty close to equal with mirrors driven by Sunshine if you're a family of four. The good thing is Ubers and Lyfts are constantly coming. Lyft now has a new service where you can pre-schedule a pickup based on your flight arrival time. I don't necessarily recommend that. You have a good chance of not getting your car and getting hit with a no-show fee. Remember, when you get off the plane, depending on your family, you may be stopping at the bathroom. You may be stopping for a snack. Your luggage may be the first off the carousel. It may be the last off the carousel. You may also be that one unfortunate person that has to go file a missing bag claim.
Sure.
I always recommend once you start to see them coming off of the carousel, especially if you've flown with an airline that you can confirm that your bags did indeed make it to the plane. It's one of the things I love about my United app. I can track when the bags go on the plane, when they come off, and when they hit the carousel. So I know they're coming. Uber and Lyft, there's lots of them readily available. Usually a 5 to 8 minute wait is all you're going to have. So again, start it once you get that first piece of luggage and that'll move it along. Make sure you follow what the app tells you very carefully. They do in order to avoid congestion or that fun of travel friction, you will be assigned a door number for pickup. So make sure you pick the correct terminal, make sure you get the correct door. And those pickups are all right on the same level as baggage claim.
Well, and the other thing about this too, that is really the first time out of these three options that we're talking about that you have to consider is something like a car seat, right? You mentioned the minivan. We know that those come, that's a Disney, it's a Disney service. The rental car, you're figuring that out beforehand. Mirrors don't need it. The Uber and Lyft, you know, not everybody that's getting into an Uber and Lyft will require a car seat. If you're a traveling party that doesn't, then that this does not apply to you. But if you are, that's something that you have to be mindful of as you're navigating their apps.
Correct. And you can order Ubers or Lyfts with a car seat. It is extremely unheard of to be able to get one that has two car seats. So I'm definitely not recommending that for those of you. But there's also some great inflatable car seats that you can get through Amazon that are approved child car seats, that you might want to use them in something like Uber or Lyft. You can even use, some of them are approved on the airplane. And as I said, they quickly inflate, they make the car seat, so they take almost no room in your luggage. The Ubers tend to run between $50 and $70 with a gratuity. Obviously, peak times and early mornings, they will be a little bit more expensive. But I can tell you, this is clearly a tourist destination. I have never had a problem getting an Uber or a Lyft. I have left my resort as early as 3:30 in the morning, and you can see on the map how many cars there are. There were like six of them right near my hotel when I wanted it. So I wouldn't worry about the timing of that. Just allow yourself enough time to order the car and allow 5 to 10 minutes for them to get there. One big thing I also suggest, check your credit card for any benefits with Uber or Lyft. I have the, you've probably heard me talk before about my Chase United card that I love. That gives me discounts on Lyft as well as kind of a front of the line access. So you can find some savings on these things as well.
Well, we have made it to number one. So your number one suggested way to get to and from the airport in Orlando is?
For the majority of our families, it is a car service, and it only slightly beats out the Uber or Lyft because we work with so many families. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the quickest. They are going to meet you at baggage claim and be waiting for you versus the Lyft or Uber that you're going to have to wait that 5 to 8 minutes for. They're going to help you with your bags, especially if you're an adult traveling alone with young children. That extra pair of hands can be priceless.
Sure.
They're going to have car seats for you. They are all vetted background check drivers. And again, we work with several companies down there. One of the big changes that we saw with No Magical Express, we talked earlier about the pop-up of all these shared driver companies. but we've seen a huge demand for car seats. Car services. So there have been more car services opening. We've had to employ more than one car service because when our clients can't decide how they're getting to the airport and they wait until last minute, car services are definitely still selling out down there because of the popularity of a car service. Check with either your travel specialist, look online. Some of them include car seats, some of them charge a nominal fee of usually about $10. Those that charge a fee, I know it's also because they're cleaning them very regularly, which is super important to me. The prices will start generally in the $125 range. You can also get bigger vehicles. So if you've got multiple families flying in together, 10 and 14 passenger vans are not unheard of, but they're exclusive to your family. So you're not getting all of those extra stops. I will say pay attention as some of the car services do early arrival or late arrival fees. If you're getting picked up before 5 in the morning or picked up or dropped off after 10 at night. And the last thing, if you're vetting a car service yourself, one of the key questions that I suggest you ask them is what happens if your flight is delayed? We all know flight delays are inevitable. None of us want them. I am aware of one or two services in the area that their terms of service do not guarantee you a ride if your flight is more than X number of minutes late.
Wow. Okay.
As somebody coming from the Northeast, I've been 25 minutes early. I've also been 5.5 hours late.
Right. Of course.
So knowing that, let's be honest here. My mood when I arrive 5.5 hours late, not so great.
No, not so
much. To arrive 5.5 hours late, have picked the car service for a variety of reasons, and then know that when I land, I'm back to square one of having to make a new decision on transportation doesn't thrill me. So if you're doing this on your own, make sure you double check with your service. There's nothing worse than starting your vacation with a surprise.
All right, so we are coming to the end of our program. Anything else that you need to mention to folks, you know, to make sure that their travel to and from the airport is successful?
I'm going to share an extra tip with you. We talked at the beginning that one of the things that I loved about the Magical Express was that I didn't have to go to the baggage carousels and pick up my bags and they magically made it to my resort. What you didn't know is Disney employed a third-party company to do that. That third-party company is called Bags. It is still an option to have that done. So we'll put a link in the show notes. You can opt to pay for the bag delivery where it used to be free. But sometimes that's really helpful. Either it gives you an extra pair of hands, or if you're heavy packers, it lets you get into, let's say, a standard size Uber or Lyft or a Lincoln Town Car with a car service instead of having to increase the size of your car service. So that can be very helpful. I think the last thing I'll leave you with is there's lots of good choices here. There's lots of choices no matter how you look at it. We might not all agree on which is top and bottom. Magical Express was a mostly wonderful thing for the time we had it. But we've had it for fewer years than we didn't have it before. Disney, for many, many years, we were all on our own to find our way there. We'll find our way again, and we'll still truly enjoy all the magic.
Well, Sandy, I appreciate you taking the time today because I know this is something that you navigate constantly for your clients. It's stuff that people speak to me about all the time. Appreciate your expertise as always, and enjoy the week.
Have a great night.
That's a wrap this week on Let's Talk Diz. If anyone you know could benefit from this or any show, please share on your Facebook and Instagram for other Disney fans to enjoy. And don't forget to reach out to the folks at Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services for any Disney destination planning. Make it a great week, and as always, keep making memories.